This weekend, our region boasts old and new classical music, art openings, theater, and some rootsy blues. Singer-songwriter Stephen Merritt, the contemporary bard of Rye Romance, will perform an alphabetically ordered concert of 26 songs from his vast catalog, which includes the Magnetic Fields' masterpiece, 69 Love Songs, and two dozen albums under four different band names in the Hunter Center at Massmoca in North Adams on Saturday at 8. In this stripped-down, intimate performance, Stephen Merritt will be accompanied by Magnetic Fields bandmate and cellist Sam Davall and will mine his song catalog for material from A to Z. The Adaskan String Trio, with clarinetist Pascal Archer and violinist Annie Trepanier, will perform one of my all-time favorite pieces of music, Grammy Award-winning composer Osvaldo Golijov's landmark 1994 composition, The Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind, and a piece by Mozart, at the Yiddish Book Center on the campus of Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, on Sunday at 2 p.m. Mark Piskanov will be the featured soloist when the Berkshire Symphony performs the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in Chapin Hall at Williams College tonight at 8 p.m. The program will also include Roy Harris's Symphony No. 3 and Johannes Brahms's Third Symphony. Echoes of the Borscht Belt, a poignant series of photographs by Marissa Scheinfeld featuring haunting contemporary images of the former thriving resort hotels in the Catskill Mountains region in their current state, now abandoned, ghostly, and caught in a state of entropy and decay, goes on view at Valley Variety in Hudson this weekend and will remain on view through the end of the year. There will be a ticketed artist talk and reception with the photographer on Saturday, December 12th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. American-Canadian violinist Benjamin Bowman and Toronto-based pianist Peter Longworth will offer a program feature Carol Zeminowski's Meath, three poems for violin and piano, Edward Elgar's Violin Sonata, and John Sibelius's four pieces for violin and piano, at the Hudson Opera House as part of Classics on Hudson's second season on Saturday at 7 p.m. All three works on the program are united by having been written during the First World War. Radical Inventions, a group show featuring the work of five artists, opens at Carrie Haddad Gallery in Hudson this weekend with a reception for the artists on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Painters David Konigsberg and Ralph Stout will show recent work alongside gallery favorites of fellow artist Sean Snow. Multimedia Constructions by Stephen King will also be featured, along with large abstract works by architect-turned-visual artist Juan Garcia Nunez. And roots blues musician David Jacob Strain will bring his singular modern take on rootsy blues to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. Jacob Strain is a highly percussive guitarist and slide wizard whose live shows move from humorous subversive blues to delicate balladry and then swing back to swampy rock and roll. Speaking of swampy rock and roll, I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.